This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Authentic Real English
from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to Authentic Real English. I'm Callum.
大家好,我是冯菲菲。
Fei-Fei, what kind of workers are we? Are we blue-collar workers or white-collar workers?
什么蓝领白领的? 你穿着没领子的T恤衫,你就是无领。我们是黄色斑点衬衫领,yellow with polka dot collar worker. How about that?
Oh, come on, Fei-Fei. You know that this has nothing to do with fashion. It has to do with colours, but more by tradition than by fact.
Indeed. I was just joking. A blue-collar worker, 也就是我们汉语里说的从事体力劳动的上班需要穿制服的蓝领.
Yes, in the early 20th century, they usually wore clothing which was sturdy, cheap, and didn't show dirt easily. Their uniforms were made of fabric like denim.
不过在办公室办公做秘书或管理等工作的人常被称为 white-collar workers, 也就是我们说的白领。 这肯定跟他们穿的白色衬衫有关系吧?
This is also a tradition from last century which has been incorporated into the language. I work in an office and we are not told to wear a particular uniform, so I wear any colour I like.
我们也可以说 a blue-collar job 或者 a white-collar job.
Let's hear some examples of how these expressions are used.
When the company went bankrupt, many white-collar workers found themselves looking for blue-collar jobs.
Some popular folk songs reflect the aspirations and struggles of blue-collar workers.
在这里要告诉大家的是,在日常生活对话中,除了blue-collar worker, white-collar worker以外, 你可能还会听到别人说pink-collar worker,粉领劳动者。 这个表达主要是指低收入的劳动者,多用于女性,比如从事秘书或护士工作的女性。But
pink-collar worker and other classifications with colours are less common. The ones most used are indeed blue-collar worker and white-collar worker.
Pink-collar worker这个说法没有blue-collar worker和white-collar worker用得多,所以在使用的时候要稍加注意。 Well, what a pity. I quite like striped dark blue and pale yellow designer collar worker.
You might like that, but nobody would understand what you meant. But you don't have to worry. No, you look good in white or blue. It brings out your tan, works well in contrast with the colour of your eyes and with your hair.
Oh, stop it. Bye.
Bye.
Authentic Real English
from the BBC.